My name is Andrea Durstein, and I'm the Curator of Collections and Curator of European and American Art at the Allen Memorial Art Museum. We're very fortunate to be able to have a very early work by Monet, this work entitled Garden of the Princess Louvre from 1867, as well as a very late work by Monet, his Wisteria of 1919-20. This work, The Garden of the Princess Louvre, was made really even before the term Impressionism was coined, which came several years later, following a work he did that he entitled Impression Sunrise. So this is really one of his, you could call it a pre-Impressionist work. And I think that that's something that you can get a sense for as you even look at the brushwork. The sky, of course, with the clouds and the bit of blue sky peeking through the gray and white clouds is done in what we would consider a fairly impressionist manner. You can certainly see the different blobs and blotches of paint, and you get that sense of movement as well with the people and the carriages that you see in the middle of the painting. They're just rendered with a lot of dots and dabs. But in the foreground of the painting, what you're looking at, that great swath of green at the bottom, the garden itself, it's done in a fairly realistic manner, we would say. We don't get that same sense of obviously movement that you see in a lot of his other works. And I think that this is really a moment of transition for Monet as he's going from a much more realistic style. He had been doing a number of works showing real people in a more close-up format to this kind of a work, which really shows a slice of the city of Paris. It's a very interesting composition, and in fact, it's one of three works that Monet did in the spring of 1867 from the Louvre, looking across the city of Paris. That spring, the World's Fair had opened in France, and he would have been able to go there and to see a number of Japanese prints that were on view, and it seems highly likely that this view, which is his only vertical view from that period, was inspired by those Japanese prints, where you often get oblique viewpoints. One of the things that Monet did in preparation to do this painting was to go to the Louvre, as did so many of his artist compatriots and colleagues, and apply for permission to copy there. He went and got an official permission slip to be able to go in and set up his easel and work with his palette and paints in the Louvre. And if you go to the Louvre today, or in fact many other museums, you can see artists doing exactly that in the galleries, copying paintings off the walls. Of course, what Monet did that was so radically different was that he turned his back on the paintings in the Louvre and looked out the window. And he's giving us this incredible view of the city of Paris and really foregrounding the modern city in his art. One of the things that was most interesting to me on a recent trip to Paris was trying to go to see where that particular view was done. We know certainly where the garden is that he shows, the Garden of the Princess. It's still there and you can visit it today. And it's on the banks of the Seine, which you see in the center of the work, just underneath the French flag that's fluttering in front of some trees. We know he's looking south across to the left bank and the Pantheon, that big dome in the center. But there's some question as to whether he's on the far east colonnade side of the Louvre, which many scholars have written about. Although with that exact viewpoint, you wouldn't get the same view looking down to the Garden of the Princess that you might get if you were standing, for example, in another gallery that faces east, but is a little further to the west, the Galerie d'Apollon, the gallery in the Louvre where you can still visit the French crown jewels. And I think it's a bit unclear still exactly where he was standing. Another thing that's unclear and that scholars have argued about is which exactly is the church that you see in the small dome on the right. So not the large dome in the center, which is the Pantheon, but then the one on the right. And some writers have looked at that and said it's the Val de Grâce Church, and others believe it's the Sorbonne. I went and looked at both domes, and I do believe it is the Sorbonne, but I think the very fact that scholars are not sure and are able at least to argue over this, or at least to be mistaken, really kind of points to some of the issues that Monet raises in a painting like this, which certainly purports to be and is a realistic view, but it's done in a sketchy manner and in this really quasi-impressionistic manner that still leaves a lot of things open to interpretation. We know that this is a work that was one of Monet's favorite works from very early in his career. It was purchased from the artist by a pianist, Charles Wilfried de Berrieux, around 1873. And several years later, that pianist wrote to Monet and he was asking him for an updated value for the painting, probably for insurance purposes. And in his letter to Monet, he noted that he felt that Monet had a soft spot for it, since at the time he sold it, Monet had valued it at double all of his other paintings. And it's wonderful to think that we too here at the Allen have a work that Monet himself prized so highly. and that we certainly do as well.